Billy is not here tonight, and Glenn stepped in for him. Billy suffered a loss. One of his ex-brother-in-laws passed away, and he was having his memorial down in Santa Barbara this evening at 5. So Glenn, both Glenns actually stepped in, and Glenn did a fine job thus far on filling in as a secretary.
You bet.
So anyway, Billy does wish he could be here tonight. He is going to hear our shares via the central office website. I'm Tom, and I am an alcoholic. And I am sober by the grace of a loving higher power and the gift of this program. And I'm grateful to be here. And I'm grateful to be anywhere. My sobriety date is May 13th, 1999. A long time ago, wasn't it? Actually, pretty soon it's coming up on 17 years. I don't often tell my sobriety date except when I'm either doing a 10-minute or 40-minute speech. Because I suffer alcoholism like everybody else, and I've got to stay away from this disease one day at a time. And so the purpose for me being here tonight is because I forgot to get a 10-minute speaker for Yolanda. And we talked about it last Sunday, and we asked a couple of gentlemen, and they were busy. So I did the typical alcoholic thing, the easier, softer way. I volunteered. And I want to thank you all for letting me take that auspicious opportunity to step in and volunteer at my own meeting. And hopefully I have a message for you. And I hope you came here to hear something too. I don't know what you're going to hear me say, and I don't know what I'm going to be saying, but believe me when I tell you, if you hear anything good, it's going to be coming from your higher power through me. Because that's the way I look at meetings, and that's the reason I come to meetings on a regular basis. I'm an alcoholic. I've learned that the hard way. It took me 54 years to finally get through that part where it says there is a principle, which is a bar against all information, which is proof against all arguments, and which cannot fail to keep a man or a woman in everlasting ignorance. And that principle is contempt prior to investigation. And anytime anybody would mention to me early in life, like my pastor or my doctor or my parents or my spouse, would tell me, hey, you might have a problem with alcohol, don't you think you ought to do something about it? I had contempt. Maybe occasionally I might have gone to meetings. I don't really remember. My first meeting was probably when I was about 42. I was in Al-Anon and I went to my first meeting. But I had a lot of contempt for Alcoholics Anonymous. I would always say to myself before I walked into the room, I'm not one of these guys. I'm just coming here to appease everybody else. And I never heard what they were really saying. I never identified with what the problem was. I always compared myself to the people in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I said I wasn't one of them. But by the time I got in here at the ripe old age of 54, I was blessed to have a person in Al-Anon, which I attended for 7 years, tell me that I reminded him of himself when he was the town drunk down in Rantoul, Illinois. So that was sort of a challenge to me when somebody said I reminded them of being a drunk. So I went with my to-be sponsor. His name was Stan, and this was in Rantoul, Illinois. And I took him up on the dare. I went to a meeting, and I was going to tell those AA people exactly what their problem was. But I was about, I was sitting on the right of my sponsor to be, and he led the meeting, and when he brought up the topic, he passed on to his left. So I did not have an opportunity to share until the 24th person. And by that time, I had heard my story several times over. And I was actually embarrassed at the fact that all those years I had had such contempt for what an alcoholic was, and I did not admit. And I had a long way to go, because what I heard in my first meeting, and that was back in 1999, was that everything about me was going to have to change. And for me, I was told that my recorder isn't working. Oh, there we go. I was told that there were three things I was going to have to remember, and that was steps 1, 2, and 3. And when I did those steps, I was going to have to do those steps for the rest of my life, every single day. And the reason for that was because I was an alcoholic. And I also was told I'm always going to be an alcoholic. Science has not yet accomplished the miracle of turning someone into a non-alcoholic. It may someday, but it hasn't done so yet. So I'm still believing that I am still an alcoholic. And every day I need the three things that I get from steps 1, 2, and 3. The first thing is honesty from step 1. That's one of the principles associated with step 1. The second step is all about hope. I come to believe that a power greater than myself can restore me to sanity. And then the third step is all about faith and believing in something greater than myself and asking that higher power for the assistance in overcoming my difficulty with alcoholism. And so at step 3, I was at the point of doing the one thing that I think Alcoholics Anonymous is built to do. Teach me how to surrender. Surrender my old way of thinking into a new way of thinking. And there is a new way of thinking in these steps. I mentioned the first 3 principles. There are 9 more, and I can't think of them off the bat, but they're very good principles. And these are the principles that I have to practice in my life for the rest of my life, because I am an alcoholic. And although I've gotten better than what I used to be, I'm still not perfect, and I never will be. And I'm glad that I have that opportunity to recognize that characteristic of my humanness, is that I am an alcoholic. I'll always go back to that old way of thinking, and I feel it sometimes, especially when I have emotional challenges that I haven't faced before. And the first thing I think of is, wow, I can't handle this. That's what I used to always say. I can't handle this unless I have a drink. But I've learned not to say that anymore. I've learned that because I keep coming back one day at a time to meetings that sometimes seem pointless because I don't get anything out of it. And, you know, that's okay. Sometimes I'm not in the best of spirits. I'm not in the best of health. And I just come here to remind myself what I have to do on a daily basis to stay away from that dreaded disease that I'll have for the rest of my life. So I'm especially bringing this up with the newcomers, because this is something that most of us do who have been around for a while. We do these first three steps, every single day to remind ourselves that we are an alcoholic and that we need a power greater than ourselves to restore us to sanity, and that turning our will and our lives over to this power is about the only thing we got going now. And yes, I really do respect Alcoholics Anonymous. A lot of people will say they love Alcoholics Anonymous. Well, I have a lot of respect for what Alcoholics Anonymous does, and that is it brings people to their higher power. And I love my higher power because my higher power has done for me what I couldn't do for myself. He really has. But the problem with that is I had to get to learn that I had to build that relationship with this higher power. And what your higher power is entirely up to you to determine. And I was brought up Catholic. I've come to some new revelations as to who God is to me. He's not punishing. He's not critical. He never forgives me because, first of all, he never condemns me. He loves me. So I can live with the fact that the only person I have to worry about getting forgiveness from is from other human beings. Those are the people that don't know how to forgive. But I've met a lot of people in this program that have a wonderful idea what it is to forgive. And they forgive themselves every day by coming to meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous, remembering who they are, and remembering who it is that's going to save them from this dreaded disease for the rest of their life. That's basically my message. I was only given 10 minutes, and I told Yolanda I would allow her at least 20. And hopefully we do get out of here in time to go to the Bethel Lutheran speaker meeting. I hear they have some wonderful speakers there too. You're not obligated to go, but I would suggest that you do. Might as well make it an AA night, right? So that's my share for this evening. I hope you got something out of it. If not, come back next week. We got more speakers. Thank you very much for letting me share.
Alright. Okay. Now I don't have any glasses, so I'm going to go.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.